Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening for Kia, introducing the all-new Kia Carnival, Australia's first GUV, and across Tasmania for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Jared, can we call Luke Brown a veteran now? He's 28. He's played 170 games. Would he be in the veteran status?
Well, if he's not today, he will be tomorrow.
Because we just labelled him one. Luke, welcome to you.
Sam, Jared, thanks for having me.
You've had a busy few weeks, Luke. You're winning a lot of games and you've just had your own personal win, bringing a little baby girl into the world.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks. It's actually gone really quick. And to top it all off, had a little baby girl who's really healthy, Aurora, which is the main thing. All you want is your child to be healthy. And my wife was really, really good, and she did really well, and she's healthy as well, which is the main thing. And to top it all off, we've had a good couple of wins.
Now, Jared, you would have had kids post-footy career?
I had Bridget while I was still playing, but right. I was injured, so sort of half playing.
I was about to say, how is that? I can't imagine bringing a child into the world, let alone bringing a child into the world while trying to play professional sport.
Well, it seems daunting until it happens.
And then you just kind of deal with it.
You're a bit like getting a tagger. You've got to find a way to get a touch. And enjoy the upside.
Is that true, Luke?
Oh, no, I couldn't put it any better. It is a massive change, and obviously you don't realise the changes until it happens. But to be honest, I think I'm on a high still. I'm just using the energy I got. When I see her throughout the day, and the nights are pretty long, but they're worthwhile. And then footy's almost a release now. You get to go to training, you enjoy yourself there, and then you come back refreshed. So that's the biggest thing I found, is it really helped me in terms of training and my footy.
And how much sleep are you getting, Luke?
Still getting about 7 or 8 hours a night.
You're flying.
And then the wife is lovely enough to let me sleep in the spare room the night before a game.
Okay.
We're getting enough, and she's sleeping really well at the moment.
Well, it's been a darn good start to the season in general terms. And at North Melbourne on the bottom of the ladder, most people will tick off a win there, and you had to work really hard. But I thought that showed a bit of maturity, because they were flying in the third quarter, and it needed probably the three-quarter time break came only before Matthew Nix would have called for a timeout anyway, just to reset.
Yeah, I agree that we've certainly showed our maturity this year so far. I think even in all the games we've won, Geelong really challenged us late in that last quarter, and we were able to hold on. And Gold Coast as well, they got in front of the last quarter, and we were able to get over the top. So I think it's a credit to the guys. It was unfortunate that the COVID situation happened, but the benefit for us was our players actually stayed in SA in the off-season, where we were trained together and get a lot of work in, and I think it's paying off. You see guys like Lachlan Scholl, who have gone to a new level and really provided extra run for us on the weekend. You don't see the little things he does, but his work rate in defence and offence is unmatched at our club, and I would say it's pretty high up there in the AFL.
Mm. Will Hamill is another one who's coming through.
Yep. Will's a great kid. I sort of try to take him under my wing a little bit to help him out with the defensive side of the game, because we know his offense is unbelievable. He's really quick. He can break the lines well. And that's what we encourage him to do as much as possible, to take the game on. And we just need to get the footy in his hands a bit more.
It was a really quick game for a period of time. I tuned in for probably the middle half of the game. I had to get to some work myself in that final quarter. And I missed you guys putting the Kangaroos to the sword. But, the ball was flying around for that middle half, quarters two and three.
Yeah, it definitely was, and it's probably not ideal for a whole game. You can't really maintain that. I think that's why North sort of ran out of legs. But, there was a few turnovers high up the ground that sort of cost you, and in the way the game's played at the moment with the man on the mark, if you turn over high, you can get exposed out the back. And North were able to do that to us a few times there in the second and third quarter. But credit to our guys, we had a bunch of experienced players actually stand up. And then the younger players also feeding off that and doing their own work.
Luke, you've been a great story. So have the Sydney Swans. I'm not sure if you've paid too much attention to how they're playing, but you were part of a Don Pike team that was very successful, particularly in 16 and 17 when you made a grand final. Have you watched much of the Swans, and have you seen some Don Pike influence on the way they play?
I haven't seen too much besides for the game we played against them in round two. Unfortunately, I was a bit occupied because I was in the hospital. That was the week of the birth of my daughter. So
right.
I was trying to keep one eye on the TV, one eye on her. But no, they're exciting. The way they move the ball when they get the handball receives through the corridor and out the back, they're really exciting to watch. And they're even better when Buddy Franklin's back playing, and that's better for the AFL.
As long as you're not playing on him.
No, that's the week off was handy for me. But no, you also love to experience playing with those types of players. I've had the chance to play against him a few times, and it's just a great thing to have and a great challenge.
Jared, was that the we're playing Buddy this week? I just wonder if the birth could potentially happen this weekend. It would be okay if it happened this weekend.
The Buddy flu. A lot of people have suffered from it. You got the Dockers and Hawthorn in the next 2 weeks, so you can get to round six-ish in a pretty healthy state without taking it 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah, well, that's the benefit of starting off a season really well and playing the way we want to play at the moment. We believe in our system, and the trust is there. And obviously, there's a massive change from last year. It took a long while to get the win, and once we did, we started getting on a roll. And I think it's sort of gone into this season. We have the trust in our game style, and Nixie's been really good with that, and he has massive belief in what we can achieve. But in the same time, in this sort of system, in a team like us, we're young, we need to take it 1 week at a time. And the next two opportunities are there for us, and we've got to take it.
Luke, great to have you on. Good luck with your form, good luck with your footy, and good luck with Little Aurora. I hope all goes well. Good luck, mate.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Luke Brown there, Adelaide defender.
He's been around a long time now. Very good player, solid player, consistent player.
He speaks well. I'm not sure how many times I've heard Luke speak, actually.
Well, he's impressed, whether it be your first time or your 10th time.
A very good player for a long time, has Luke Brown. Don't forget Club Mandalay, the must-play golf course in Melbourne's north. Hey, Jared, can the Crows make the 8?
I suspect not, Scoop.
Okay. Think it might run out of steam?
I do, but I'm not sure of running out of steam, but they're going to run into some pretty
good teams
in the near future. They started off with the Cats, so they won that one. That's one you wouldn't have given them the win for. Then they went to Sydney in round two. As we know, they lost that one. And then last week, they just, they played the Suns. They got ahead of the Suns at the death, and that's all you have to do. So that was a pretty good one for them. And they've got Freo and Hawthorn. So clearly they're going to run in some top-end sides after that.
And have you got the rubber out like I have?
Yeah.
Penciled the Swans into the 8?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Sort of hard to see them missing now.
Well, 4 wins, you've got to get 12. They've got to win 8 out of 18 games.
Sorry, 18. Yep.
So it's likely they get in. I mean, anything can happen, obviously, but they've got a fair bit of steam up. They should win this weekend, so that makes 5 on the trot. But there's a few sides outside of the 8, Scoop, that have got penciled in for the 8 that need to get a hurry on, as we said in the first hour with Lloydie. I mean, the Cats have got some issues. Brisbane have got some issues in particular, and Collingwood. Well, Collingwood are 1 week away at the moment from probably, looking further down the track than the finals this year. I mean, they're 1 week at a time, we know. But
they've got bad injuries, too.
Well, they haven't got that many injuries.
No, from the weekend, I mean.
Well, they had McAdam. But before that, they had Elliott and not much else.
Yeah, but now they've got Sidebottom and Adams.
Is Sidebottom out?
I think so. And okay. Adams is out for 10.
No, Adams is a big blow.
Huge.
Yeah.
So although, it does give an opportunity to the brother of a young man that we spoke to last week.
Finn McRae, indeed.
I think he'll be in.
But that means that they've gone from what I suspect is no man's land to rebuilding.
Mm.
Now, they went to the draft and signalled rebuilding, but...
But
in the first 4 weeks, that hasn't been a rebuilding side. It's been the best side that they could possibly put on the park.
Yeah, but you can only play the blokes that deserve a game, don't you?
Oh, I think eventually you get to a stage where you're playing kids that are going to put some time into them.
That don't necessarily deserve a game on form over the older blokes?
Well, that happens.
No, I know it does.
All the time.
Interested, yeah.
So where Collingwood are at in that, I guess, spectrum is in the eye of the beholder, but they're not far away from, as Buckley said, ringing the changes and having a look at them.
Don't go anywhere. If you're like me and you're a little bit weary because you got up at some ungodly hour to watch the Masters, we're going to recap everything with Craig Parry.